朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们要继续来播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天这篇信息的题目是小子你的罪赦了，这出自于马可福音第二章。
It's in the book of Mark.
在马可福音
Verse 1 to verse 11，
我们从第一节一起看到第十一节。
You better add 12 too.
我们也看到十二节，马可福音第二章第一节到第十二节。 过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说，你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说，你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
First, I'll tell you a story.
首先我要跟你们讲一个故事。
That I read not long ago.
是我不久以前读到的。
There was a Jewish family.
有一个犹太的家庭。
And they were very, very unhappy and uncomfortable.
他们非常非常的不快乐，也很不舒服。
So finally, they couldn't stand it any longer.
所以最后他们再也不能够忍受了。
And they went to their rabbi.
他们就去找他们的拉比。
And the rabbi for them was the judge and the arbiter and the lawyer and the preacher and everything.
对他们来讲，拉比就像是一个法官，就像是一个仲裁的人，就像是一个牧师一样。
To the rabbi, he said, "We're very unhappy."
这个老人就对拉比说，我们非常不快乐。
Well, I'm sorry about that. What's the matter?
对不起，是这样的。
Well, we're very poor.
怎么回事呢？因为我们很穷。
And we live in a very small house.
我们住在一个很小的家里面。
And there's many of us.
而我们人很多。
Oh, how many of you are you?
你们有多少人呢？
Well, I have my father and mother.
有我的父母。
And some brothers and sisters.
还有一些兄弟姐妹。
And I have my 12 children.
我还有我十二个孩子。
And I have 14 grandchildren.
还有十四个孙子。
And we all live in the same house.
我们通通住在一个家里面。
And we're so crowded, we all have to sleep in that one little room.
我们人这么都得挤在一个小房子里面。
And we just can't stand it anymore. It's so crowded.
我们就是再也不能够忍受了，太挤了。
The rabbi thought a minute. He said, "Well, what else do you have?"
那个拉比又想想说，那你们还有其他什么东西呢
？Well, he said, "I have 12 ducks."
他说我还有十二只鸭子。
And I have 24 chickens.
还有二十四只鸡。
And I have a goat.
我还有一只山羊。
And I have a cow.
还有一头牛。
And I have a dog.
还有一只狗。
And I have a cat.
还有一只猫。
The rabbi thought.
这拉比就想了。
He said, "All right, I can help you."
他说好，我能够帮你的忙。
If you do exactly what I tell you to do, I will assure you, you shall be very happy.
如果我跟你讲的话，你都完全的照做的话，我能够跟你担保，你会非常的快乐的。
He said, "Anything you tell me to do, Rabbi, I will do."
他说，拉比，不论你要我做什么，我就会照做。
He said, "All right."
他说好，你回家。
And tonight, when you go to bed,
今天晚上当你上床睡觉的时候
，He said, "Take your 12 ducks and your 14 chickens."
他说，就拿你十二只鸭子，还有十四只鸡。
Make them go in the house with you.
把他们跟你一起带到你的家里面。
And then you also take your dog and your cat.
然后你也带你的狗，你的猫。
And also you take your cow.
也带你的牛。
And you take your big goat.
带你的大的山羊。
And you take them in the house with you too.
把他们也跟你一起带到房子里面去。
All right, Rabbi.
好，拉比，好的。
So I went home in that little house. Children were in bed, had no place to just right tucked up tight.
所以他就回到家了，那边都。
And then they brought in the chickens.
那边他们都挤在一起。
And the ducks, and they found a little place.
然后就把鸡带来了，也把鸭带来了，他们都找到一点点的地方。
And they brought in the cat.
然后又把猫带进来。
And it found a place on top of the old man's mother, and sort of tickled her nose with his tail.
那个猫也找到了，找在他的。在这个人的妈妈的身上找到一个地方，他的尾巴就在搔到他的鼻子了。
He brought in his big dog. Well, they had to move over to let him in.
然后他把他的大狗也带进来，他们得稍微移动一下，好让那狗能够进来。然后呢，他又出去把他那只大的山羊带进来。
And then he went and brought in the cow.
然后又去把牛带进来。
And they were really tucked in, pressed against each other. They couldn't turn, they couldn't do anything.
他们真的是很挤，彼此都挤来挤去的，不能够转身，什么都不能够做。
And they spent the night together.
那么他们整晚就一起度过了。
And he came back to the rabbi, he says, this was terrible.
他就回来找拉比说，这个太糟糕了。
We couldn't do anything.
我们没有办法动，我们什么都不能做。
Nobody could turn over.
没有人能够翻身。
The cow had his nose in my ear.
牛的鼻子碰到我的耳朵。
The goat was kicking all over.
山羊到处在踢我们。
We had a terrible time. Nobody could sleep.
我们那段时间真的不好受，没有人睡得着。
Oh, well, I'll tell you what to do.
好，我告诉你要怎么办。
You go back home tonight.
你今天晚上回家。
And you take out all the chickens.
你把所有的鸡都带出去。
Oh, so that was fine. He went home and...
Took
out all the chickens.
他回家了，就把所有的鸡给带出去了。
But they still couldn't hardly sleep.
可是他们还是睡不好。
Back he went the next day.
然后他第二天又回去找。
Rabbi, we still couldn't sleep.
拉比，我们还是没有办法睡觉。
He said, at least we didn't have to listen to chickens wake up in the morning, but we still couldn't sleep.
他说，至少我们早上不必被鸡吵醒，但是我们还是睡不了。
Oh, says the rabbi. Well.I tell you what to do.
拉比就说好。
Go home tonight and you take out all the ducks.
你今天晚上回家把所有的鸭子带出去。
So he did that.
所以他就照做。把所有的鸭子带出去了。
Well, that made a little bit warmer and a little bit cooler and a little bit more space, but not so much you could notice it.
那家里面就稍微凉爽了一点，而且有多了一点空间，不过那空间还让人不是很注意到。
He went back to the rabbi and said, that didn't help much.
他就回去找拉比说，这个没有多少的帮助啊。
He said, what else can I do?
我还能做什么呢？
He said, you go home.
他说你回家。
And you take the cat out.
你把猫也拿出去。
So he won't sleep and tickle your mother's nose with his tail.
好让你妈妈睡觉的时候，猫不会用尾巴来搔你妈妈的鼻子痒。
So he did that.
所以他就照做了。
Went back the next day.
第二天又回去。
Was it any better? Well, it's a little better. Now my mother doesn't get after me all day because the cat.
现在好一点了。现在我妈妈她不会整天都骂我，因为猫的关系。但是我们还是没有办法睡觉。
What do we do?
我们怎么办呢？
He said, well, then you go back.
他说好，那你回去。
You take your big dog out. Make him sleep outside.
你把你的大狗拿出去，让大狗在外面睡。
So that's what he did.
他就这样子做了。
But the next day it was still too much.
但是到了第二天，他觉得还是受不了。他说：“拉比
，We still can't sleep. I can't sleep with a cow breathing in my ear.”
他说：“拉比，我没有办法睡觉。那个牛在我的耳边呼吸，我没有办法睡的。
And now the dog's out. The goat just kicks and jumps all over.
现在，狗已经外面了，但是呢，山羊呢就到处踢，到处跳。
Three times he put his hoof in my face last night.”
三天，昨天晚上有三次，他的蹄就踢到了我的脸。
Oh, says the rabbi, huh? I'll tell you what you do.
这拉比就跟他说，好，我告诉你。
You go home, take that goat out, and you make him sleep outside.
你回家把那山羊带出去，让他在外面睡。
And the man did that.
这个人也照做了。
Still, the big cow was there.
但是那头大的牛还在那里。
He just moved over and took up more room.
那大的牛呢？他就动一动，又占了更大的位置。
So he went back to the rabbi.
所以他又回去找拉比。
Rabbi said, "Well, let's try one more thing."
拉比说好。
This doesn't work. I can't help you.
我们再尝试另外一件事情。如果这个都没有效的话，我就不能够帮你了。
Go back and take your cow outside.
你回去把你的牛也带到外面去。
And they went back and took the cow outside.
他们就回去了，把牛带到屋外去了。
They were free. They had so much room. They didn't know what to do.
哦，他们好自由啊！他们
slept like logs.
太大了，他是都没有。
They felt wonderful.
他们都不晓得这个地方。
They were so glad and so happy.
他们好高兴啊，觉得太棒了。
Several days later, he went back to the rabbi. Said, "Rabbi, this is wonderful. My house is so big and so much room. I'm so thankful to you for helping us out."
几天之后，他回去找拉比说：“啊，拉比，我真的太感谢你了！你看我们家的这么大哦，我真的太快乐，我真的谢谢你帮了我们这个大的忙。”
It did help a lot to get some of those things out, didn't it?
把这些东西带出去真的是帮了很大的忙。
He discovered he had a lot more room in that house than he thought he had.
他发现他在那个房子里面的空间比他原先以为的要大得多。
He had a very smart rabbi.
他有一个很聪明的拉比。
Now I've traveled quite a bit.
我旅行过很多地方。
I've been in many homes and many places.
我去过很多的家，去过很多地方。
Very poor homes.
有很贫穷的家。
Wealthy homes.
也有很富有的家。
I've been in homes in the jungle.
我曾经在丛林里面的家。
I've been in the city.
也曾经在城市里
I've been in villages
曾经在村庄里
in all kinds of homes
在各种各样的家庭
and I find people live so differently
我发现人们的生活是这么的不同
so differently
这么不同
and some people are very content to live in some homes that I was glad I didn't have to stay any longer
有的人很满足于住在他的家里面但是我却很高兴我不必在那边多待一点
I've been in homes where the chicken slept in with you.
我曾经在一些家里面就是
And the dog.
还有狗都跟你一起睡
And the pig.
还有猪
And a few other things.
还有一些其他的东西
There's a lot of invisible creatures that became visible at night.
还有一些隐形的东西到了晚上通通都看得见了
I was glad to get away, but they lived there all the time like that.
我很高兴赶快离开但是他们一直都在那边就是那样生活着
I remember we were in one home and they asked us to they had us share lunch with them
我记得我们在一个家里面他们邀请我们跟他们一起共用午餐
and this woman had been in our home once and saw on our table some paper napkins
那这个女人她曾经去过我们家在我们家上看到有一些纸的餐巾
and so while we're having lunch
所以当我们一边在吃饭
Lunch was a thick pancake
那他们的中饭就是一个很大的煎饼很厚的煎饼
And she noticed we didn't have any paper napkins
她注意到了我们没有纸巾
And bless her heart, she felt so bad about that
所以她就觉得很不好过
She looked around, what can I do?
她就到处找找说 我怎么办呢
will feel that we don't treat them right
这些人会觉得我们没有好好待他们呢
So she went over to the side
所以他就走到一旁去
And there was a rag on the mud floor
在那个泥巴的地板上有一块破布
With a couple chickens sitting on it
上面有几只鸡坐在那里
She knocked the chickens off
他就把这个鸡给赶走了
Picked up the rag
把那块破布拿起来把它抖一抖
Put on the table here, here you both can use that
然后放在桌上说好现在你们两个都可以用这个
Well she was trying
她在尝试
She did her best
她已经尽了她所能的
I'm sorry that her best wasn't that appreciated
不过对不起她的 她最好的我们并不怎么感激
People live in all kinds of ways
人们生活的有各种各样的方式
I've been in homes that are so clean
我曾经去过一些家里
Not a speck of dust anywhere
非常的干净一点灰尘都没有
I remember one woman she told me she said my house is my idol
我记得有一个女人跟我讲她说我的家就是我的偶像
Every day, everything had to be dusted
每一天
and polished
都要把每一样东西都要灰尘 弄好然后还要都要
including windows
都要把它弄得很干净包括窗户
Everything, every day
每天每一样东西
You could eat your lunch right off the bathroom floor and it wouldn't turn your stomach
你可以到洗手间去吃午餐你都不会觉得不舒服
I've been in English homes
我曾经去过英国人的家
I've been in English gardens
去过英国人的花园
How neat they are There's not a weed in them
他们是非常的整洁里面连一株野草都没有
And every Englishman that's halfway normal has a garden
每一个英国人只要是一般正常的他们都会有一个花园
And usually they're flower gardens
而且通常是花的园子
And they are beautiful aren't they Sammy
是很漂亮的Sammy 牧师那是很漂亮的
so well tended
他们都照顾得非常好
so well tended
照顾得很好
and then I've been in other places
我也去过其他的地方
where every yard was a junkyard
每一个院子都是垃圾院
not a flower bloomed
没有一朵花开着
not a plant grew
也没有 一棵植物长在那里
I remember I was in Uruguay
我记得我曾经去乌拉圭
I found out that they imported all their vegetables
我发现他们的蔬菜通通是进口的
but I didn't see a vegetable garden in Uruguay
但是我在乌拉圭没有看过蔬菜园
not because of the climate
不是因为他们的气候
and not because of the poor ground
也不是因为他们的土不好
it was just easier to import it and buy it
他们只是就进口了
Why should they bother about growing it?
他们就进口了，就这样买了吃，他们何必自己麻烦去种呢？
They had a big dusty yard.
所以每一个房子，他们的院子都是灰尘，连一点草，一片草都没有。
In fact, there weren't even many weeds on it.
事实上，他们连野草都不多。
I think the cleanest place I've ever been.
我想我所去过最干净的地方。
Is in Singapore.
是在新加坡。
How many of you have been there?
有多少人去过？
It's clean, isn't it?
很干净，对不对？
I mean, they insist on it being clean. And if you ever visit Singapore, do not spit on the street.
他们坚持要干净。如果你要去新加坡拜访的话，你绝对不要。
Let's want to pay about $500 fine.
绝对不要在那边吐痰或吐口水，不然的话你就会被罚500块钱。
I go by the yards are clean.
他们的院子都是很干净。
I go into the businesses, everything's clean. There's not.Paper thrown around, there's not gum wrappers, there's nothing, it's clean.
我到他们的做生意的地方，没有人在乱丢纸屑，也没有丢那个口香糖的纸头，一切都很干净。
Everything is seen to it that it is kept clean.
每个人都会注意，一定要保持干净。
And they like it that way.
他们喜欢那样子。
I look out my hotel room.
我从我旅馆的房间往外看。
I look down, sometimes I'm high up, and I look down on the roofs of the lower buildings.
有时候我的房间很高，我就往下看比较低的建筑物的屋顶。
And I'm always pleasantly surprised.
我总是很高兴，很吃惊。
The roof is not a junkyard.
他们的屋顶不是一个垃圾院。
Everything is clean and in order.
一切都是干净的，很有秩序。
They like it clean.
他们喜欢保持干净。
And sometimes I've looked over out of my window in Taiwan.
有时候我在台湾从窗户往外看。
And I won't tell you what I saw.
我不要告诉你我看到了什么。
Some people like things clean and orderly.
有的人喜欢把东西弄得很干净，很有秩序。
Some people don't care.
有的人不在乎。
And this story that's.Jilan just read.
这个我们刚才读过的故事。
I know something very interesting.
我注意到有一点很有意思。
And that is, as soon as Jesus saw him,
就是当耶稣一看到了他。
He saw he had faith for it.
耶稣看见他有这样的信心。
And he said, Son,
他说小子。
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
你的罪得赦免了。
He didn't say anything else, didn't say hello, didn't ask his name, didn't say anything.
他没有说别的话，他没有跟他打招呼，也没有问他的名字，什么都没有说。
It seems that in the first place, God hates sin.
好像首先神恨罪。
He doesn't like it.
他不喜欢罪。
He came from heaven where everything is clean.
他从天上来，天上一切都是干净的。
He wasn't accustomed to unclean lips.
他不习惯不洁净的嘴唇
unclean minds
不洁净的意念
unclean actions
不洁净的行动
unclean ambient
不洁净的气氛
he liked everything clean
他喜欢一切都是干净的
and one thing that makes things unclean is just sin
使事情变得不干净的一件事情就是罪
and here was one of his children that was sick and paralyzed
这里有他的一个孩子，他病了，瘫痪了。
And most paralyzed people anyway have a hard time with their physical needs.
大部分人瘫痪的人都没有办法料理自己身体上的需要。
Sometimes there's a bad odor.
有时候他们会有一种很不好闻的味道，他们没有办法。
But the first thing Jesus said is, "Your sins, I'm going to take away your sins."
但是耶稣所讲的第一点就是你的罪。
I'm going to clean you up.
我要把你弄干净。
I don't like what I see.
我不喜欢我所看到的。
And you've got enough faith for me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
你有足够的信心使我能够做，所以我就要来做。
He says, "I'll make your heaven clean."
他说，我要使天上。
I'll make you clean like we are.
我要使你变得跟我们一样的干净。
I don't like this.
我不喜欢这样子。
Now, I don't recommend going into somebody's house and seeing it all disorderly and dirty, and say to the owner of the house, I don't like this. I'm going to straighten it up. Make that out of my way. I'm going to straighten it all up.
如果是我的话，我如果到一个人的家里，我看到那人的家里不干净，我想我们都不喜欢这样说。哦，你的家不干净，我要把你这个东西通通给弄好。
I'm sure you'll get in trouble if you do that.
我想如果你那样做的话，你就有麻烦了。
But in essence, that's what Jesus did.
可是那其实就是耶稣所做的事情。
I don't like this.
我不喜欢这个。
I want to do a clean-up job.
我要做一个清扫的工作。
And because I see you. Two things.
因为我看到你有两件事。
You want it because you came.
你想要，因为你来了。
You believe for it because you forced your way in.
你这样，你相信，因为你是很强迫的进到这个地方了。
And he said, "Get happy."
他说好，你要快乐。
I'm gonna do it.
我要做这件事情。
Be good cheer.
你要欢喜。
You're not gonna stay this way.
你不会继续这样下去。
I'm gonna clean you up.
我要把你弄干净。
I'm going to take your sins away.
我能够把你的罪拿走。
I'm going to clean up your conscience.
我能够把你的良心都洗干净。
I'm going to clean up your heart.
我可以把你的心洗干净。
I'm going to clean up your life.
我要把你的生命洗干净。
I'm going to change things.
我要把事情改变。
It came from a place where it's absolutely, absolutely clean.
神是从一个绝对绝对干净的地方来的。
And he said, "This man, I'm going to make ready for heaven."
他说，这个人我要让他预备好，能够到天上
去。I'm going to take his sins away.
我要把他的罪拿走。
You see, I don't know how much he took away yet.
我不晓得他拿走了多少。
We don't read that part of the story.
故事的那个部分我们没有读到。
But you know, in some places you can clean and clean and clean.
但是你知道，在有些地方你可以去打扫，又打扫，又打扫。
Recently, they cleaned up Shiloh, where Sammy lives.
最近他们在打扫一个Shiloh 是一个建筑物的名字，就是 Sammy 所住的地方。
And it had been a catch-all place for people of the church for how many years? 6 years? 5 years? How many pickup loads do they take out?
结果他们拿，他们从那边拿到多少东西呢？非常非常的多。
It wasn't cleaned with one pickup load. Go back again.
所以他们就用小卡车一直的在
the cobwebs,
然后他们
and everything they move, things run out from under it.
那他们拿掉很多东西，还有一些东西就从地下在那边动啊，跑出来了。
It was in the basement, unfinished, and no one had ever done anything down there.
那他们的地下室是还没有完成的。
They've just been collecting junk.
在那边搜集了很多的垃圾。
But now they had to start to use it.
但是他们现在要开始用那个地方。
Back with the pickup.
然后他们的小卡车又再回去了。
Move all that dusty, dirty stuff.
就把那些肮脏的东西全部弄。
Get it out the pickup.
然后又把它装到那卡车上面。
All the way to another place was still dirtier.
把它丢到另外一个更脏的地方。
And dump it.
倒掉了。
Well, I don't know how many days it took you to clean it up.
我不晓得你花了多少时间才弄干净它。牧师说还是脏的。
But you see, a lot of things need more than one cleaning.
但是很多事情需要的清扫不只是一次。
They need more than one cleanup.
需要不止一次的清扫。
We just start at the beginning, and we just start at the surface.
我们刚开始的时候，只是从表面来做。
But God wants to do a total clean-up job.
但是神想要做一个完全清扫的工作。
He wants to take all our sins away from us, and He's not, in, as I say, tyrannical and say, "If I don't do it today, no, no, He take time."
那他不是说啊，今天一次就做完，他也不是像一个暴君一样说好，如果我今天不做就如何，他会花时间的。
But you see, it gives him great pleasure to clean it up.
但是如果能够把它弄干净，就会让神非常的高兴。
He died that he might take away our sins.
他死就是为了要拿走我们的罪。
And we read,
我们读到
for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
他为了摆在前头的喜乐，就忍受了十字架。
It was his joy to be able to clean up his children.
能够把他的孩子弄干净是他的喜乐。
It was his joy.
这是他的喜乐。